Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk. We're here at Blog On with Steve Wilson, Senior Director of McDonald's Global Web Communications for McDonald's, and you were one of the key speakers up there talking about blogging and corporate policies. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So I know your voice is hoarse because you've been doing interviews and talking to folks, so we'll try to make it brief, but talk about what you guys are up to. I mean, you have a big corporate initiative and you're looking at blogging. What are you finding and where are you guys going?
Great. In the blog arena, we think that it's a wonderful opportunity for McDonald's to actually engage with our customers. Our customers are already there in the blogosphere, and that's everything from if you look on Flickr today and you just do a search for McDonald's, you'll come up with somewhere around 8,000 images about us. If you just do a quick search across a Google and ask for McDonald's and blogs, our customers are blogging about us, our employees are blogging about their experience, and we think that it's really important to engage that community. And so that's really what we're doing with this initiative, is we're really, you know, walking before we run, or actually crawling before we walk, but really learning just how we can best utilize the blog as a communications tool and engage our customers.
So I do a lot of talks on my show about Web 2.0 and the future of communications. Obviously, podcasting has been a big tool there, and blog is like the brother-sister relationship with podcasting. So really, isn't it about learning about how it's working, and how do you advise other marketers who are also looking at this? I mean, do you have to become a blogger to have them? Can you podcast? What are the things that you're learning and you can share with folks?
Yeah, for us, it's as in many things, you know, blogging is a channel. Podcasting is a channel. You know, video blogging or video casting are all channels. You know, and I think that it is about learning what are the right tools, what are the right components, and the right, you know, what messages need to be delivered on what tools to which audiences, you know, in what time frame. And I think that's really what we're. That's what this pilot is really about, is to understand that.
So it's a pilot. So your real advice is just do a pilot, right? Just get started. Start experimenting and learning.
Absolutely. I think that our advice is you can't really just kind of stand by and then let this move forward or evolve 2 years and then believe that you're going to step into something that's very, very community-oriented. We feel that it is necessary to engage in the community to have, you know, to have that experience. So I think it is, I think the recommendation primarily is start small. Start where you believe you're going to have the greatest opportunity for success. The tool in and of itself, blogs or podcasts or anything, any of those are only going to be as good as the people who use them and the messages that you're delivering on them. The tools themselves, of course, you know, don't do anything for you there.
Well, it could be like from a McDonald's standpoint. If I'm an executive at McDonald's, I may say, hey, you know what? The easiest thing to do is to not do anything. But you have a huge brand, so there's a lot more at risk. So, I mean, you target everyday people, and McDonald's got a great brand. Since it's a community aspect, there's an influence factor, there's an image, there's a perception. So it actually will cost more, don't you think, if you don't understand it? Because this is the way people are going to be consuming media. We talked with Yahoo earlier on a podcast, social media, user-generated media. I mean, people are going to be sharing content. It's a branding opportunity, possible advertising, right? I mean, all kinds of...
I think there's a huge cross-section of opportunities, and the answer is absolutely. If you look at how quickly even handheld devices are evolving, and now you have, you know, so many people that are walking around with an integrated wireless camera phone, full keyboard, capable of delivering your customer satisfaction report in real time. And in fact, that's already occurring for us. There are blogs out there where our customers are coming in and they're blogging about both their delight in walking into a newly reimaged McDonald's and seeing, you know, that, you know, that it's all new lighting and it's not plastic furniture anymore and very much appropriate to, you know, our current generation. And on the flip side of that, walking in and taking a photo of the hamburger that has, you know, that was not put together well. And those two experiences are on the same blog, and they're searchable, and you know,
it's out there. I mean, people, whether it was you know, staged that way or not, the fact of the matter is your brand is out there every day anyway. People go to McDonald's. So if you're not participating in it, you can't influence it.
That's right. And I think that's exactly it. In fact, I think there's it's a very interesting quote that I actually carry around in my pocket, or I did have it in my pocket.
Oh, you lost it.
I lost it. I apologize. Darn. Because it was actually excellent. Let me see if I've actually got it in my pocket. Here it is.
It must be very profound to carry it around.
It's not profound. I think it was one of the things that, as we were talking about, this was a comment that was actually left on one of our internal blogs, and it was around the excitement of how McDonald's is using blogging to move forward, but not to lose sight of that technology in and of itself is wonderful, but not to lose sight of what was really important. And I think this was from a McDonald's user.
Yep.
But I think this is very, it says, you know, people are the heart and soul of business today, not new products, not new equipment or technology, just good old-fashioned commitment, loyalty, and enthusiasm that you create in everyday operations. And I think that's, blogs offer you the opportunity to extend that same level of commitment and enthusiasm and customer engagement that we do 50 million times a day in our restaurants.
Yeah, and with podcasting, you can put a voice to it, so you can hear inflection. And with text, you can get, obviously, information that's comprehensible faster. Video, images.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, rich media is just off that same
absolutely
mandate.
And, in fact, we're also looking at podcasting, and we are experimenting. I guess that's probably the better way to describe it internally, again, around delivering certain message sets, because so many of our set of our employees are actually highly remote. They're not office workers, and they don't work from home. They work in the 40 to 50 restaurants that they're operational consultants for, and so they don't have the same opportunity to interact with the web and with their PCs, and yet the message set is every bit as important. And podcasting gives us a very interesting way of delivering that message set to them.
It's your own media station, your own radio station.
Absolutely.
McDonald's, you know, radio, no
absolutely
transmission tower. People can consume it on the way to work, you know,
that's
to
right
work. It's wonderful.
To work. In their phones.
Well, it's great work. I mean, you know, I mean, McDonald's is a huge brand, and I think it's great work. Talk about your view on where you see it going. Okay, I know you're in the pilot right now, but your gut feeling on where it's going and where you see the applications of blogging and for you as a marketer.
Sure. Well, I think it's twofold. I think one is that it allows us to get a very decentralized organization on the same page globally and put a lot of content and messages in context. And now I'm speaking internally. And then I believe that as you turn that around, because I think the advantage of blogging internally versus externally, obviously, are in some cases they're very similar. In other cases, they're a very different message set. But I think the real power of blogging going into our external capability is where we're able to allow our employees to tell their story, and for us to engage with our customers to tell their story and their interaction with brand McDonald's, as well as I think it's an opportunity for us to highlight those areas that, quite frankly, don't get traditional media coverage. For example, if we wanted to highlight that, you know, McDonald's uses biodiesel in all of our trucks in a particular country, and that may not get, especially on the size of the country or which country, that may or may not get a lot of airplay, right? But it's every bit as important because it may be the keystone in something that moves forward. And I think that should not get lost in the just because it didn't make somebody sound like
it's going to get cut editorially from the London Times, but you know, a blogger will pick it up,
exactly.
And the tracking and the linkage around that social distribution or word of mouth, as they say,
exactly.
is important. So it's you actually important. Are going to get distribution on that message where you wouldn't have had it before.
We wouldn't before. That's absolutely correct.
Well, we're here at the Blog On conference here in New York City, Astley. It's a Blog On event about blogging and podcasting, really about Madison Avenue. Is Madison Avenue going to embrace this and quicker than you think, or you think it's going to be already embracing? How do you see the industry evolving?
I think that's a good question. I think that
you don't know. No one knows.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah,
people
I
are
really
guessing.
Don't.
That's what the
I
big guess
yeah,
is.
I think it's. I think you're right. I think it's. I think it is a. We really don't know what's going to happen. I think it's important to be part of the evolution in the process.
There's definitely an impact for influence.
I mean, yes,
so people
absolutely.
Can see the influence marketing, which is a term that's been bantered around about how the blogosphere's benefits are. You can influence people through sharing and social media.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's great stuff. McDonald's is blogging, has a policy, and has a pilot out, really actively going at it. We have Steve Wilson, Senior Director of Global Web Communications. Thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.